I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Six improv comedy podcast. Each and every Tuesday, the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by the ever lovely Alex.
Hello.
And Liv.
Hey.
And Jayla.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm not so bad.
That's great. That's good. So the way Girl Talk works, if you're first listening to this episode, is that all four of these fine, fancy folks have brought a game mechanic from one specific game title. Everyone will discuss what it's like to have these mechanics from that game in real life, and at the end of the show, we kind of talk about it, decide which one maybe we'd like to have the most, or the worst.
Just, yeah, whichever we think works well.
We're figuring that out
or
as we go.
Funny.
But you know what? You guys can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Or at the plane. Can the plane pick theirs?
The plane's totally fine. They can pick theirs.
Okay, great.
No one's going to hear that, right?
That's fine.
This week, we're doing the Game of the Year Girl Talk. So we're only going to be picking mechanics from our very, very favorite games of 2017 and to ring in the new year, I guess, right?
What a year, 2017.
What a year. It was a good year.
Good year for video games.
It was a great year for video
was
games.
Was it?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Look, you played like the most popular one.
Yeah, I played the most popular one, but I don't even know if it counts as a game.
That game came out
like
on the 20th of December, 2017.
Yeah.
Early Access game out.
Nearly
came
2 weeks
out.
Ago.
The 1.0, whatever that means nowadays.
The final.
1.0 worse than Early Access.
Woof.
1.0,
hey,
it's
no,
perfect.
I love this
no.
game.
I mean, spoilers, we're talking about PUBG, clearly, but like still, you remember when you couldn't get in the car?
No.
Like,
wait.
We should do an early access episode of this where we just talk about, like, bullshit from early versions of games. Because you remember you press F to get in the car.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't get in every time.
Yeah.
And then it took, like, 5 seconds to get in. And then you got in and out. And then
yeah.
it's just like...
Everyone's torn yeah. off or you're shot up.
Yeah, or you're yeah. dead and, like, you're just fucking frustrated. That yeah. was in that game.
Yeah. But yeah. we could talk about that forever.
Don't get me started. Jaylee, could you get us started?
You'd like me to start?
What is your girl for this fine, fancy evening?
So, my girl...
What is your... Game of the year?
What is your girl of the year?
What is your
girl of the year?
Well, if I was living in Japan, my game actually came out in 2016. But for the rest of the world...
shut up.
Came out at the start of the year. Of course, I'm talking about Persona 5.
Technically correct. The worst kind of correct.
And I'm going to straight up just talk about the main ability in that game. Which
spoilers
is...
for Persona. Probably spoilers for a lot of these games, yeah, sure. except for PUBG.
Yeah, there's really no way around it.
Yeah.
But it's the ability to steal hearts or
yep.
change hearts.
Yeah.
So you're a murderer?
Not quite.
Okay.
So
not necessarily.
Pig hearts?
No, just
human
hearts. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Metaphorical hearts.
Would you let me explain?
No.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what it's about now.
So essentially, if you are a, they sort of break it down into if you have twisted desires or, you know, a bit shady, don't follow the law quite so well.
J-Lo, is this game from Japan?
Yes.
It's got twisted hearts?
Twisted hearts. No, twisted desires.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So such as, you know, physical beating of students when you're a teacher at a school.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's where it
Nasty
starts.
Things.
That's where it opens.
But when you're really, really bad, you get what's called a palace. And within that palace is a prized possession of that person.
Uh-huh.
As a phantom thief, you can steal that. And you can actually change their whole character from being completely sort of
fucked up,
evil to... They essentially grovel and regret everything that they've ever done. That
so
was bad.
You're changing someone's entire heart, right? Like
they confess their what is it?
Essentially, they confess their crimes.
They confess their crimes. Confess their sins.
We'll keep it simple: crimes and sins.
Yeah.
So someone who's dark, twisted,
you'll be ashamed of your words and deeds.
Huh.
You turn them. They actually admit to all of their faults as well.
That's fucked up.
As part of the process. So a classic example would be stealing the heart of, say, a politician.
Sure.
I mean, spoilers, it happens in that video game.
It does happen in that video game, because who is an honest politician these days?
Yeah, yeah.
Woof.
Literally nobody.
But, you know, it wouldn't just be... politicians is an easy grab. But if you were ever curious about someone that you know, and you're like, something doesn't sit right about that person. They're a little shady.
So what do I do?
What do you do?
In real life, like...
How do you steal a heart?
How do I...
You go into the nether realm? I can't remember what it's called now.
You use the magic GPS on your phone. You have a phone app.
Yeah. Is Noob Saibot there? Is
that no. The
there is a correct term for that world. I've got what it's called now.
Yeah. The upside down. I don't know.
Yeah, the upside down. Either way, you go into their dark soul so and is steal their heart.
Is the mechanic all of Persona 5 or is the mechanic changing people's hearts?
It is the ability to change their hearts.
Okay.
Which is kind of most of Persona 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So you don't have to go do all the bullshit to steal the heart. You can just straight up do it.
All right, sweet. What about my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, you could change her heart.
Fucking A.
Yeah, actually. That would be a bad one.
And from that, any confessions would come forth.
Whoa.
Woof.
Finally get to the bottom
of it. She would be
it.
Compelled.
Are you trying to steal the heart of your ex-girlfriend like whilst she's still your girlfriend? Or
no, that's what I said, ex. You know what I mean? Like, I want to...
Once you've broken up, just want to...
She's committed a sin, Liv. Like...
For, well...
Sure, I mean,
yeah.
All kinds of fucked up over there. It's like...
I mean, that's your choice.
I can... Well, I mean, you know, I got out of there. It's all good. We're all live. We all live. We all learn. But if you wanted to go back, I could steal her heart and then she could, you know, then I could find out the truth.
Yeah, so essentially you're trying to gain knowledge or gossip or something about someone.
Get some dirt.
Yeah.
Essentially, it is gaining the truth.
Okay.
Learning the truth.
And it depends on the situation. Like, what you get out of it depends on the situation, depending on the person. So
yeah.
It depends on the person.
Like, for example, if I stole Alex's heart now as friends, then it's like, what kind of stuff would I find out when... I'll probably know, you know, most of it or something, you know what I mean? Because we're friends and we share
Alex
secrets.
Isn't exactly twisted.
Do you think Alex is an evil person that
no.
requires a change
so,
of heart?
I completely missed that explanation. Yeah. Never mind.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm
yeah.
So someone has to be bad.
It's supposed to be saved for people that are, I guess the simplest term is evil or are sinful.
Yeah. All right. So you'd become a policeman or something?
Pretty
you
much,
get confessions,
yeah.
Well, yeah,
confessions
could,
out
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, you'd
a lawyer.
Be the best detective in the world.
Yeah, a detective lawyer.
Did you kill her? No. How about now? Yes.
Alex, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hung up. I'm more on the idea of like what people's palaces, because what they would look like, the actual art of stealing, the actual act of stealing someone's heart requires you to enter their palace, which is, you know, their idealized world.
Sure.
And you've got to, you know, fight them. They're not going to give up their heart willingly.
Yeah.
So there's some fighting involved, but you know, if you're anything like Persona 5, take a toy gun and it turns into a real gun. So you're all good.
But the premise of the game is that, I mean, they always win. They're the good guys.
Do they always win though, J-Lo?
The change of heart.
Do they always win?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know whose heart I'd change. Like, besides my ex-girlfriend? No, not really. Like, I've got no use for it in day-to-day life.
Is there a public figure?
I would absolutely go after someone at work.
Like a boss.
I'm not going to say who at work. I'm not going to say what position. I'm just going to say someone at my work. I would absolutely go after them and change their heart and have them confess their sins.
They don't listen to the show?
Fuck no.
So I guess the beauty of the power is you can actually learn if someone is pure of heart, because you won't be able to change their heart because they don't have anything to change.
Was there someone like that in Persona 5? I want to say there was someone where you're like, oh, there's nothing here or something like that.
The way they sort of paced that show was that everyone has something that they hide.
Sure.
But it's the really twisted ones that
That's true.
Have
Actually, yes, the only the really twisted ones that have the palace. Yeah. Otherwise, everyone else is in mementos.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's like a single decision that you get them to change.
Sure.
But the palaces, you get a whole heart change. They confess to everything.
Yeah, it's a little Inception-y in that way.
So you just go for Trump, right?
Easy.
Easy
target.
I mean,
easiest target on the fucking board.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. How much of a buddy are you with Putin?
Oh. That's the thing. Shadow Putin is in there.
Yeah, his
and then
his
let's
treasure.
Change Putin's heart.
Yeah,
his treasure is a little Russian flag, or just Putin, just fucking Putin sitting
you
there.
Oh man, that's
line
really funny.
Up all of the world's leaders. Let's find out how many of them don't actually change.
Yeah.
If any of them, that would be a terrifying thing to learn.
Yeah,
that anyone in a position of power is in.
That's something about absolute power corrupting absolutely, or something like that.
Yeah,
that was kind of the undercurrent of that whole show. But game. Girl talk, not Sherlock talk. Shows in real life.
Shit.
I got
Sherl, is that you?
Olivia, something to say?
Yeah, so what I don't understand is, in real life, how are you actually going to steal someone's heart? Like
you have a phone app, just like the game.
Really?
Yeah, that's the you get the.
And then what happens?
Protagonists wake up with a magical phone.
I'm not
going to
go through the technical details, yes. But you straight up have the ability to just, let's just say you can point at someone and decide to change their heart.
Yeah. All
right.
Okay. If you want to simplify it down to
and that. As part of that, you will find out whether you can actually change it or not.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're in Mentos.
Because actually, in the game, when you have changed someone's heart, depending on how close you are to the deadline, they actually revert to like a zombie state for a while. Because they're processing all the bad things that they've done in their life.
My emotions!
So that's how you find out if someone's actually about to change their heart.
Yeah. I don't think I know anyone that fucked up, like, personally, in my real life day-to-day.
No, I don't make friends with people like that. Yeah. So I wouldn't have someone immediately
Again,
that
I Again, I don't make friends with people like that, but there are definitely people I've come across that I would to do this to.
Alex, I'd come with you on that journey.
Thank you.
I'd bring a toy rake that
Can we bring, like, have cool code names, like,
Fuck
in the
game?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Let's
I'm back
do
on
it.
Board.
I can think of a few people I'd want to use it on.
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
There's everyone.
At a certain point, we just have our own fandom thieves go around changing public figures. There's some probably local politicians we could probably get involved with. Just go around and Memento.
Call your local politician. Steal their heart.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck their shit up until you get MBN.
Totally. I mean, I want to use it on politicians, but I don't want to meddle too much.
It's too easy.
Yeah. It's well, you might break down government. No one's good.
It's either that or family, right?
You know, point of order, the government might already be broken.
You'd have to actually do a full sweep, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess so.
Root out all of the bad ones.
Yeah.
And then start from there.
Yeah.
Rather than just picking and choosing.
Okay.
We got political again, guys.
It's too political.
Hey, it's not a cool party trick this time.
Oh, it's not.
What about a really shitty celebrity? Like, there are a lot of shitty celebrities in 2017.
Yeah, do it on a celebrity.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
I mean, you might be horrified to learn.
That's really fucked up.
That might have actually happened.
I know.
The way that some shit went down in 2017.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't that really weird? Like, yeah. That was the year that everyone kind of came out, you know, the good kind. Like,
it came out as kind of an asshole.
Why couldn't we just have more gays? Like,
right?
instead of all this
shit, never really thought about that.
Weinstein spacey bullshit.
All happened last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alongside Phantom Thieves are real.
Very real.
Speaking of real, I brought a game.
Well.
it's your game of the year?
It's clearly my game of the year.
I'd just like to say it's also my game of the year, but in the interest of not doubling up.
Yep. It's not your game of the year. That's right. So
motherfucker.
I brought Nier Automata.
Fuck, what a good game.
It's a fucking great game.
What a really good game, though.
What a great game.
Such a good game.
In that game, it's got a really simple mechanic. I don't want to get too deep in it, because, like, I mean, you know, the whole game's great. You should go play it if you haven't touched it or even thought about it. It's a fucking slog, but bear with it, because it'll it returns just as good as it gives. Just as long as it takes, I should say. The mechanic in the game is really cool. You can upgrade yourself.
Because you're a robot.
Because you're a robot lady.
Android.
Android. That's what they call them. So in that, you're an Android. So essentially you have like a set number of slots in your body.
Call it memory.
Memory, for example. And you can fill that up with chips. The chips make up every single part of you and what you can do. And you can just change them and upgrade them and slot them around and everything else. Like, everything.
So the chips are basically skills.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, for example, in the game, you can remove a chip and then your entire HUD goes out. And you can remove another chip and your entire operating system goes out. So that's
so how much of my allocation right now is being used?
I mean,
do I have any free space? Or
I was thinking about this.
Is my current existence as I am right now at full capacity and I have to give away something right now to gain something else?
You have to give away to give it gain.
Yeah.
So if I gave away...
How old are you now, Jayla?
My eyes.
How old are you
I
now?
Could get something else.
Yeah.
You're 20, 27, 28, 28 years old?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, so you got about 28 slots, I'd say.
Oh, is that how it
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I'm really old...
Yeah, oh,
I'll
yeah.
have them all.
Wait, I guess so.
I'm not sure this holds up.
Yeah, I was... age is meaningless.
Let's
at
say it maxed out at 40, like most humans.
No, like 128, like the androids do.
No, no, no. Okay. Are they maxed out at 128?
Yeah, 128 is the max.
Cute.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's basic things in the game like the HUD or ammo counter or something like that.
So, I mean,
so you'd have to assume, as we are right now, my sight is taking up a slot.
That's right.
Taste.
Well, hang on. Yeah. No, this is where I thought.
Hearing.
All your senses.
Either the senses do and you're like your ability to walk and stuff, either they take up a slot or they fall under the bracket of OS.
Sure.
Because you don't have a walk slot.
Well, I mean,
you'd have a motor function slot.
Well, I don't know if you would, because in Nier, it all seems to fall under just that OS slot, and everything else is just HUD. Or you take the mind of the OS is your your brain effectively.
Sure.
And then the HUD is your senses.
Well, are you saying we're androids or are we doing this as humans?
We're humans. This is in real life, human, right?
Okay, so you don't... The slots might be different for humans and android because androids are half computer or whatever.
I'm not saying we have an OS. I'm saying we have a coverall that like senses just basic stuff comes under the OS.
Sure. I'd say your OS is your consciousness, but then your bits are like your senses.
Okay, so I'd still need to plug in my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth.
All the heads, shoulders, head. Knees, and toes.
That's all of the senses. That's right.
Yeah.
The eyes, ears, nose, mouth.
And my touch.
Yeah. Well, turn off touch.
That's dumb. That's the thing, though, is like, really how much control do I have?
I mean, what do you mean?
Can I just like turn off touch, sub in something else for a while and then turn off? Can I get vision plus two? Can I upgrade?
Hell yeah, you can.
Can I double down my chips?
Fuck yeah.
Great.
You're going to get rid of something else, though.
That's fine.
What are you getting rid of?
So,
well, hang on. How many slots do I have? And how many slots is like sight taking up?
I don't want to do some maths.
We won't go too far into it. Let's just say you get rid of one for something else.
Yeah.
Just one for one.
That's fucked.
Why is that fucked?
Because I want to be able to sub these things out willy-nilly.
There's no game without sacrifice.
That's fine. But like,
Equivalent exchange.
I'm saying on a day-to-day basis, I can't, like, if all I'm subbing out is my touch for one other thing, that sucks. Let me, like, don't I have?
You're thinking about it the wrong way. Yeah, so take your touch and replace it with something that still has touch, but is an enhanced version of it.
Don't I have, let's say everyone has the basic six things, consciousness and your five senses. Then from there on, it's a free-for-all for whatever's left. So I don't have to sub out my touch. I've got stuff I can put in between there that I might sub out before I get to touch. But if I play my life like I played Nier, I do start subbing out HUD elements.
And you've done
all
that.
All four.
I know you've done that.
That's fine.
Sure.
I would totally have presets. I'd have a work and a home preset. I'd have like...
I can't wait to go to sleep and just turn off hearing.
Oh, it'd be good. Oh, yeah, it'd be really good.
That would be good, actually.
Yeah.
Turn off sight, just get rid of it.
Yeah, but how would you find and reslot your chips in the morning?
It's fine.
You could sleep in the middle of the day by just turning your eyes off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just have a vibration alarm. Put it on and keep touch on. You're good.
Can I just have like leg muscle plus +7 for when I ride my bike to and from work?
That's what I was thinking. The first thing I do is I turn off my fat chip and turn it back into ripped.
That's how that works.
I think that's how it works.
That's a physical attribute.
That's cosmetic. Yeah, that's not...
not a piece of knowledge or an augmentation, I think. Yeah.
It's not a function.
That's what I mean. You could get like super smart if you just got rid of all your motor functions and stuff like that, and then just got rid of everything, sit in a chair, and then you're like, cool, all right, sweet. Now
I could
be
I could veg
like
out.
What, Hawkins?
Hawkins.
Yeah, like Hawkins, yeah.
That's what he's done. I could veg out and be
Stephen
like
Hawking.
The best programmer producer ever.
What do we say?
Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Yeah, that's what yep. 100%.
Two people.
I was shortening it.
I'll mate Hawkins. Hawkins. Liv, I'm sure
the
Hawk.
The Hawk.
Liv, what would you do?
The sleep thing sounds good because I've been having too many rubbish nights of sleep. I don't know. I'd probably try and enhance like flexibility if I could.
Sure,
I don't know if that's
a good
thing.
One.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can I just buy new chips?
Yes.
How do we buy? Chips,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Is there a store for chips or?
I think it makes sense if it's in real life that you could upgrade them by doing work, right? Like working at it. But at the same time, you could just remove shit whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I would deslot all my fucking work shit as soon as I left work.
Yeah, fucking
every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
What was that, Liv?
No.
Okay.
Could I substitute my lungs for gills?
No.
That's play more near, dude.
That's a hardware thing, not a software.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Livia.
It could work.
Yeah.
You brought a game.
I did.
That is your favorite game.
Yeah.
Of this year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Well.
Shit.
My favorite game of 2017 was the only game I played, and that is PUBG.
The Pumpkin Down Under.
Some might say the best game of 2017.
Some might say it doesn't count as a game because it was mostly early access last year.
That's true.
But, you know, whatever.
I mean, it came out last year.
It came out last year, so it kind of counts.
It counts.
If you consider it final now.
I played 1 hour of it in 1.0 last year. That was it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That tracks.
Yeah, you were busy, though.
Yeah, I was busy.
You didn't miss anything.
Lev, what's the mechanic?
My mechanic is quite simple. It's healing someone when they're downed just by touching them on the shoulder.
So they fall over or they get shot a bunch and they crawl, they're crawling around like,
yeah,
help me.
So essentially someone will get damaged to a certain point. Once they hit that like
they
level
can't
of
walk anymore.
Health, they start crawling. Then you're like, oh shit, my mate is crawling. I can go help them out
by rubbing
crouching
their back for 10 seconds.
And yeah, putting my hand on their back. And then I'm reviving them and then they can stand upright and then they can regenerate their health however they choose.
Yeah.
So how do you... I'm with you.
So I know in that game, in order to get that down ability, you need to be in a squad or a duo.
Squad.
Yeah.
So do I need to have friends to ensure this ability works?
I guess we're going to have to design what we choose. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I guess how does it work in real life?
A certain amount of people in your life will be nominated. You know how you go to the hospital and you put down next of kin?
Yeah, huh?
Oh, okay. Yep.
That's just
duos.
So you have 5 people in your life that can do that to you. So you'd probably put your parents and a couple of friends who live near you.
Yep.
All right.
And let's just say that you can make it, you can change them. You can swap people out because what if you move? It's just like in PUBG when you're, you know, one day you'll be in a squad with these people, another day you'll just play with other people. So you can just sub them out.
How do I get downed?
Getting shot.
I would
shot?
Say.
Have you been hit by a car? Have you been?
When you are at the point of being killed, that's when you go down.
Fatally injured.
So yeah, you've just been shot in the head, or you've just been run over by a car horribly. You don't die. You go down.
So when I get alcohol poisoning at New Year's.
Yeah, that's what where my mind went to was cancer. Yeah.
If you're about to die from it, then yes, you fall down.
Alex's mind always goes straight to cancer. Oh.
Weird.
Cancer, unless you're going to die like in the next day. But the thing is, it's...
I mean, there's a bleed out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just because of the damage that you take.
Sure.
In PUBG has been because of pans to the face.
So in PUBG, though, the more you get down, the faster you...
Go down.
Yeah, I was going to say, cancer seems like be the ultimate kind of... Down, up, down, up, down, up. And by that point, as soon as you drop, you're probably done straight away.
Sure.
Well, would you guys count cancer as a disease and not like a physical ailment or injury? Because I think this is more relevant to injuries, not
disease.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
It has physical manifestations, but
I'm with you.
Well, the other way that you could look at it is, like in PUBG, when you go down and you get picked back up, any afflictions that you did have at the time are essentially removed and you get brought back up to full health.
Well, I don't know, actually. That arrow stayed in my head.
Yeah.
No. So you
I mean, I'm better. So.
So what I'm picturing is, say you do have the big C, you go down and then someone picks you back up. Have you just beaten cancer?
No, that's not how it works.
So the physical stuff, right?
So, no, I'm talking about you go down because you've taken shots or something.
Yeah.
You go down because you've reached a minimum of health. And then someone revives you, but when you're revived, you don't get your health back straight away.
Yeah, in PUBG, you only
your
have
health
like,
is still that much.
Like, sure,
and then 5% you have to build it back up to full health.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Still recovery to be done.
I was gonna say, just like let's reboot Jackass and just go nuts.
It's like stabilizing someone.
Yeah,
they're not gonna die. They're not gonna get any worse.
You're stopping the process of death.
So you just go to the ICU and just be like da 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 da, and just like touch everyone.
Yeah, they're not gonna get any worse, but they're not gonna get any better.
Yeah.
Until they bandage or drink a hot ball.
It gives you 10 final seconds to be rescued before dying.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of picture it like in Sonic, how you're about to drown in the water. You got the countdown
seconds.
Going down.
Yeah.
I just picture that in my head. Like, shit, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the beeping.
Can I reach my phone? Can I call someone?
I would just
touch me on the back.
Yeah. I would just go around as one of those miracle healers.
Yeah, but it's only for your squad, remember?
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Yeah. So it's only for, you know, the people in this room, pretty much.
I'd fake being a miracle healer and hurt all of you. You could be staged.
And then tomorrow will be me with a beard and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the other hurt leg.
Yeah. Oh, my other ankle.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, both my ankles.
Hey, you want to see a cool party trick?
Yeah.
Damn it, every time.
There's always one.
Yeah, there's always
one.
It's a tough one, though, Owen. Because, yeah, you can have the long, slowly killing stuff or just, like, yeah, the physical stuff.
It's not a power that you're going to use every day.
Yeah.
Well, you hope not.
It's like a safety blanket.
But it's a safety blanket.
We've had safety blanket
powers
before.
Say we all go out jet skiing together and we all know how dangerous that is.
Do you guys want to go jet skiing?
It's fun.
No.
Okay.
So... It's that safety blanket. It's the opportunity is there for you to save a mate.
If something goes bad.
Unless you're in the water. Because in PUBG, you can't go down and you just drown in the water. So if you're on a jet ski.
Do you drown straight away?
You're just dead.
You should play more 1.0.
You can. Oh really?
It's changed.
No shit. What happens?
The game has changed.
You can be downed in the water.
Wow. Almost had you live.
Version 1.
Fuck. That game came out.
And broke.
The game is out.
Everything old is new again.
I'm so impressed.
So out of the loop.
I know, right? I feel really dumb.
Okay, so you can jet ski.
Yeah,
I can jet ski. You're right. Yeah.
That's cool. You can jet ski in the game.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Jailer.
Mm-hmm.
You already brought your game.
I have, yeah.
Alex.
It's a good fake out though. Thanks. It's a good bit.
Alex!
Hello.
What was your game of the year this year?
Nier Automata. No, I'm glad you asked, Cameron.
That's not what's written down.
Because I brought the chipset system from Nier Automata.
Wait a minute, hang on.
To avoid double-ups, I've gone with my ninth favorite game of 2017. Super Mario Odyssey. Maybe you've heard of it.
No.
For the Nintendo Switch.
So Mario's he's the plumber with the green
hat. No, he's not a plumber anymore.
He's not a plumber anymore.
No.
What?
He's a Mario.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
Nintendo's website said he's not a plumber anymore. Take it up with Shiggy.
Is he a prostitute or?
Well, I mean, depends which outfit you put on him.
Well,
speaking of outfits,
depends which person you throw your hat at. So that game is built around throwing hats at stuff and capturing them. So what if you could do that? What if you had a magic hat that you threw it at a thing? You now were that thing.
You possess that thing?
Possess the thing.
And but I mean,
the thing gets your physical attributes as well because they get a mustache and a hat.
So
I mean, that's all they get.
Yeah.
Oh, are you saying you can only capture the items that are in the game, like in real life? You can only capture the stuff that's.
I think there's a degree of sentience that need to be
like
on an
T-Rex.
Item, like a T-Rex or a frog.
I don't know. I captured meat in that game.
Yeah.
So what things can't you capture in the game then?
What things can't you capture?
Yeah.
Can you capture a rock?
Trees? Anything wearing a hat?
Anything wearing a hat.
If someone else is wearing a hat, you can't double hat.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How are you going to capture it? It's wearing a hat.
Yeah, they're wearing a hat. They're invulnerable to your hat abilities.
That's exactly how you do it.
Unless you knock their hat off, and then it's all for, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Can you knock their hat off by throwing your hat at their hat?
Yeah. It's pretty much the main mechanic
of that video. I mean, if you've got that kind of skill, Jello, sure.
Yeah, I'm really shit at throwing hats, by the way.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen those hats passed out at conventions. They're not very easy to throw.
No.
You get good.
Sure, yeah, you definitely would.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I would want to possess.
Yeah.
Or take over.
So I don't murder them. This isn't a Kirby situation.
This isn't a Kirby
right?
situation. Like, you can leave whenever you want.
Okay.
You only get their body. You don't get access to memories or anything like that.
No.
Kind of.
Oh, kind of, maybe.
So that game's kind of fucked up. I don't know if you know.
Because that's what I've heard about this game.
At the end of the game,
messed up.
And the very first thing you capture is a frog.
Yeah.
Which is just goddamn terrifying. And Mario looks like he's drowning, swimming through its consciousness.
That's right.
And then there's something at the end that does actually have the memories of a character that is...
I wonder if that... Because that last one only has memories of Mario.
What do you mean?
Like, the only memories that they have is of Mario as well.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
I just saw lots of 8-bit and 16-bit.
Maybe not. Things. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's, yeah.
You know,
I don't remember any Mario.
Yeah.
What happens to you when you throw your hat and possess something else?
You're absorbed into that person.
Like, your physical
like magic,
being?
Your physical being. You're not there anymore.
You're not there.
You're inside that person.
Okay.
And
that
person, for example, if Cameron possessed someone, they might have an afro under the hat.
Yeah!
Or if Jayla did it, they might have a beard.
You're kidding. Is this like Kirby?
Kind of like Kirby. A little bit like Kirby.
Except reverse
Kirby because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would eat Cam and take on the afro, but if I threw my hat at Cam, Cam would probably have long, straight
hair
or something like that. I don't know.
Is it just reverse Kirby?
It's kind of reverse Kirby.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Does the thing
Whoa!
Or person know they've been possessed?
They don't really do they cover that?
No, they get like really confused.
They black out or something like that.
And when you leave them, they've got no memory of what happened.
They're dazed, I think, but then no.
Have you watched a movie called Get Out?
Get Out.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
No, okay, sorry, it's a weird pull.
Wow. That swings harsh from Mario to Get Out. Fuck.
If you played it, if you watch that movie.
Yeah.
Because the other question I have was, when I have possession of that person,
yeah,
do their friends and stuff know that they've been possessed by me?
Well, you look different.
It depends how good their perception is. If they can tell they're wearing a hat and have a slightly different feature on them than usual.
In the game, do like other humans know? Because I know you can possess a human in that game. I
think they do.
Again, what is a Mario? But
what? He's a mushroom boy. No, he's not. What he's from New somewhere.
What if I... Okay, so what happens to my stuff?
Your stuff.
Your clothing?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm fine, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I went into a bank.
Yeah. God damn it.
Stole a bunch of shit. They were like, get the man with the afro and the white shirt. I'd be like, Cappy, throw. And then I'd capture someone. And
yeah.
And then I'd capture someone. And all that gold on me
sure.
would be in that person.
I don't know.
And then the janitor with an afro would go.
Because Mario takes his clothes with him when he inhabits someone.
That's right.
And he carries a lot of moons, right?
He does. No, the moons go
in the ship.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, he can carry them for a little while.
He's got all his coins.
He has a lot of coins.
He's got a lot of coins.
Actually, yeah. You know what? That might be the biggest argument that, yeah, gold would come with you.
He carries gold with him.
He carries gold. He literally does it in the game. So therefore, yeah, it would come with you.
You could just be a master thief.
You would be a master thief.
If I touch you, it all comes out.
Well, that's the best bit. If I want to steal Jailer's shit, I'll just capture him.
Yeah.
Fuck your shit up.
Well, that was the thing. It, like,
you get dumped, you'd be blacked out, you'd be like roofie. It's like a roofie.
No.
Like a Kirby.
No.
You could be the ultimate hitman.
My brain went really dark after I said roofie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, you're not wrong.
In that game, I definitely captured someone, jumped off a cliff, and then popped out of that body and landed on the cliff while they fell down.
I mean, did their name start with Y?
Because
that's the only acceptable way you should do that.
They were a Goomba.
Oh, well, that's
like
fine too.
Like a stack of like 10 Goombas. And
oh, that's fun as fuck.
Really is good. There a time limit on this power? Like, can you possess someone for an infinite amount of time?
Yeah, it's indefinite.
Unless it's really big.
Really?
Yeah,
and then
the
it pops you out?
Bills, they go, and then spit you out. Oh, that's just
the
bullet bills.
They get
in general.
They get aggro and they start going faster, don't they?
Yeah, no, they blow up.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Bullet bills are different, right?
That bullet bills are different, yeah. But everything else is just go nuts.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's got that many applications IRL, simply because...
I mean, thievery.
You can be whoever you want to be.
Well, that's true.
Just put a hat on them.
Yeah, but what if that person takes on the one feature that you hate about yourself?
Then I leave.
Oh, God.
Then I can leave the person.
Okay.
I don't permanently.
Is it always going to be a different feature, or is it going to be the same feature? Like,
it's always Mario's mustache, so I'd imagine it'd be the same feature.
So it's always going to be your afro.
So if
once he shaves his head, then fuck knows what will happen. Yeah.
And then we got freaky.
No, what?
Well, you don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I'm possessing Liv and getting freaky.
You're getting freaky in Liv's body.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure Liv would be okay with that.
But she wouldn't know.
She wouldn't
She's
know.
She's days afterwards.
But that's not...
That's fucked up.
That's not
really
okay,
fucked
though.
Up.
That's not okay, though. You can't just do that.
It's really bad.
Even though you're in a relationship, that's not okay.
Nope. Nope.
Consensual capture.
Yeah, consensual.
What I was thinking was, like, possessing...
Wake up with so many STDs after.
Oh, that's mean.
We'll go back to the prostitute question.
No, yeah, I want to take on an actor
and
tank their career.
Wow.
Do really bad movies.
Sure.
Because I'm in their body. No one would know it wasn't them.
I'm an actor. Oh.
then you can, like, you know, go to hotels and spend $1 billion of the budget on room service.
That's it.
Bob Downey Jr., that's me. Here's my credit card. I am Iron Boy Man. Damn it.
Take someone over, get really fat, and then just leave.
Ditch him.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Oh, that's the best bit. You can be a glutton. You just like, take someone over, eat as much food, and then get the fuck out.
Oh,
that's how they did it to me. I don't remember eating so much garbage.
Oh, that's why you had blonde hair the other day.
Yeah.
That hat. I remember that hat you were wearing.
Uh-huh.
I thought you just tried something new.
Damn it. They got me.
I got you.
Well, this is part of the show where we have to decide which game power you'd actually like to have in real life. As always, can't pick your own. So, I'm going to quickly go over every single one of the powers that went over in the show, which was, first number one was Persona 5, stealing people's hearts and changing their minds of sinful pleasures,
ways.
Like capturing Liv and Game number two was Nier Automata, chips and manipulating your head and slotting things in and out. Number three was PUBG Down Under, with where you could heal people that were down by touching them. And Mario Odyssey, of course, with capturing things that you got, aren't wearing caps by throwing your cap at them. Jailer.
I'm going to take Cappy's powers on this one.
Nice.
There's just so much potential in taking over whoever you want.
It's like Kirby with no murdering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out
to episode one.
I could take over Trump and not tweet for a day. See what happens.
Oh, hot takes over here.
I mean, he wears a permanent hat in the form of a toupee. So
shit, can you take him over?
Yeah, can you take him over? Question.
Is a toupee a hat?
Throw your hat at him and find out if he has a toupee.
Fuck.
That's the best bit. Liv, what would you do?
I would probably steal people's hearts to change them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I do like that power.
Because people are dicks. And
accurate.
They need to be changed. Some people need to be forcefully changed. So, evil to good.
That's true. Alex?
I'm going to go with chipsets.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I'll take Liv for like all my heart-changing needs. But chipsets are for me. Mm. If I could just slot abilities in and out at will and be really good at multiple things.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of day and where I am.
You're just like creating efficiencies for
everything, efficiencies.
Right? You just be like,
yep,
the best possible you.
Today I'm really good at programming. Tomorrow I'm really good at not programming. Can I just slot my PUBG +7 chip in?
Yeah, sure.
If you can afford it.
Oh, chicken dinners every day.
Every day.
Chicken +7.
That means Reddy's +7, because if you win that many chicken dinners.
What if you like stacked taste chips on top of each other and had like super, super tasting?
And you know what? I'll take you over with Cappy, eat it all, and not suffer the fatness.
Fuck. Well, then I could de-slot my fat like you wanted to.
See? It was a good idea.
Yeah, but I turn this show off.
Well, this is the bonus part of the show where we decide what the chat has decided, if you're watching this live. Which power they would like for the girl of the year. And so far the votes are in. Looks like we have a tie at this point with...
Wow.
Interchangeable skills and traits and Liv's healing.
Thanks.
Wow.
I think they're just choosing Liv regardless nowadays.
Oi!
Oh, right.
I have good ideas.
You have great ideas. You're not wrong.
It's true.
Well, that's going to do it for today, folks.
I'm just going to tip this.
Oi.
Alex, you can't vote for your own. It's disgusting.
Well,
that's going to do it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's Girl Talk. And be sure to tune in to see this live every Tuesday night on twitch.com/... Nope. That's not it.
That's not a URL. Twitch.tv.
Don't go there. You should go to twitch.tv/clicky6. And if you're watching this live, feel free to subscribe. And you can find Girl Talk on your favorite podcast platform. We're everywhere. And every single interaction like this helps us make more cool content. And you can follow the crew, all of us, at clicky6.com/crew. We'll put everyone's Twitter accounts in there so you can find out what's going on in the daily lives of the Clicky 6 crew. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Cam.
Thanks, Liv.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jailer.
Thanks, Cam.
And we'll see you all next week for another episode.
Bye.
Of Girl Talk.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.